Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Too Much Super Tuesday? James Gordon reveals who called Hillary Clinton an undercover Hitler, really. While Jimmy Kimmel explains why Donald Trump's candidacy is like herpes. You'll get the logic. Meanwhile, Jimmy Fallon has the inside scoop on Bernie Sanders' upcoming appearance on Antiques Roadshow. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Today is Super Tuesday. Again. Am I the only one who thinks there are starting to be more Super Tuesdays than normal Tuesdays? Like, they're even calling it Super Tuesday 3, right? And if we've learned anything from Hollywood franchises, then today will be an expensive letdown.
So, there were primaries in 5 states today. CNN dubbed today Super Tuesday 3, and we are now another Tuesday closer to finally having a president who has his own line of vodka named after himself.
But, like, the candidates aren't just fighting for votes, they're fighting for endorsements. Although, Hillary Clinton's latest endorsement is probably going to hurt more than help. Because I don't know if you saw this, but over the weekend, Hillary was endorsed by a California leader of the KKK. Right? Mr. Will Quick, who is a grand dragon of the KKK, says that he endorses Hillary because he believes she will do the exact opposite of what she promises and that she is an undercover Hitler. Now, this makes me think 3 things. 1, she's not. 2, she's definitely not. And 3, undercover Hitler sounds like the worst spin-off of Undercover Boss ever.
Donald Trump has claimed, he's been claiming correctly, I think, that his candidacy is fueling more interest in voting. More people are signing up to vote, just like herpes fuels more interest in Valtrex, for instance. But
Hillary Clinton is going to appear in this week's episode of the Comedy Central show Broad City. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders will actually be appraised on Antiques Roadshow, which is
somebody dust me off!
Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders in Florida. And I'll say that's tough for Bernie because if a 74-year-old Jewish man can't win in Florida, you know.
A lot of people voted today in primaries across 5 different states. Some people are even calling it Super Tuesday 3. Although Marco Rubio is just calling it Mission Impossible 3.
And undercover Hitler is an interesting concept because, like, Hitler was many, many things, but undercover? But Donald Trump got a much better endorsement when he got the backing of former Republican candidate Ben Carson. Did I say much better? I mean slightly better. It wasn't the most ringing endorsement because Carson said, if Donald Trump gets the nomination, wins the general election, and then turns out to be a dud, it's okay because that's just 4 years down the tube. That's what he said. But given his views, 4 years is nothing to Ben Carson. That's how long it takes him to say a complete sentence.
I sometimes try to remember what these 24-hour news channels talked about when there wasn't an election going on because they're covering every iota of it. And people are watching in huge numbers. So I thought it would be smart for us to start covering every iota of it, too. So let's go to the Wall of America now and light up the graphics. Here we go. Wow. That's quicker than the magic wall. So as you can see here, let's put them up. These are the results from Super Tuesday 3 as the candidates fight for the all-important delegates. Trump and Clinton in the lead for their respective parties. But what happens when you add 45 to each of the delegate counts? You'll see that the leads remain the same, but the number goes up by 45. Which is interesting. Now let's wipe that away and let's see what happens when you mix all the numbers up like a jumble, okay? You mix them up and the numbers actually change. Now let's flip the numbers and you can see at this point some of the numbers are backwards, but if we take the square root of those numbers, it changes the colors on the map to kind of a plaid. which is exciting considering the fact that we're about to move into spring fashion season, so.
And did you see this? A new poll found that the majority of millennials would vote Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Then millennials found out that you can't vote by texting and said, oh, never mind.
It's too hard for me, man. I'm voting for Philip Phillips.
So wait a minute. Like, if Ben Carson supports Donald Trump, why haven't I seen him at any of the rallies? Oh, because he doesn't like getting punched in the face.
Oh, I heard that a Donald Trump rally was delayed for nearly 2 hours yesterday due to fog. That's right. At one point, the fog was so thick, Trump supporters couldn't even see who they were punching. It was that thick.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.